DW.
Not far from Portland, on Mount Hood's west side, looking east towards the summit, the mountain appears to cradle the Sandy Glacier in a valley between two steep, dominating spines. After a 5-mile or 8-kilometer hike uphill, most hikers would kick back here with a sandwich. But for some, reaching this point is just the beginning of the journey. In 2011, Brett McGregor and Eddie Cartaya, avid outdoorsmen and members of the National Speleological Society, a group dedicated to cave research and exploration, stumbled upon a YouTube video of a cavity in Sandy Glacier. They were immediately intrigued. Cartaya believed he had hit upon something big.
Once you see that, it's pretty much all you think about until you can get back there to it. Once you realize there is a discovery, an unmapped cave, you just feel kind of driven to make that your top priority. And that's pretty common throughout the caving community.
What they found were three distinct yet interconnected caves underneath the Sandy Glacier. The mountaineering pair named them Snow Dragon, Frozen Minotaur, and Pure Imagination. Besides soaking in the magnificent spectacle provided by sunlight diffusing through the ice cave's thin roof, the team took measurements in order to better understand how these caves are forming, changing, and melting in the face of global warming. Traditionally, our understanding of climate change impacts on glaciers has come from studying their surfaces. The Sandy Glacier caves allow us to understand the impacts of global warming from the inside out. Most caves like this form as a stream flows underneath a glacier, carving a channel out of the ice. In a delicate balancing act, the warmth from the water melts the glacier, while the pressure of the ice squeezes the cave shut. The addition of warm airflow through the cave melts even more of the glacier. Local glaciologist Andrew Fountain explains.
So you end up with a fairly large cave that started out as being melted out by water, but then later became enlarged just through the flow of warm air. And those are the caverns you can walk into.
Andreas Flitch, a professor and expert in cave and extreme environment climatology at Ruhr University in Bochum, Germany, has been studying the Sandy Glacier Cave for the past 6 years. While taking measurements within the caves, Flitch discovered something unexpected working against the cave's lifespan.
You go with shoes through the water, so you don't see if the water cold or warm. And when you do just different points of measurements, you might miss the warm springs. And with the thermal camera, we took a lot of thermal pictures, and I said, wow, the water is warm. So, and we found, I think, altogether more than 40 springs in the whole system. And that was amazing. We didn't expect this.
Fountain says this makes for a uniquely challenging situation for the Sandy Glacier.
Climate change causes the glaciers to shrink. So it's kind of a double whammy for these glaciers that they're getting melted from the top and getting melted from the bottom. So they're going to disappear much more quickly because of that.
And these glaciers are melting at an unprecedented rate. All that remains of the caves that Cartaya and the team uncovered a decade ago is rock. But fortunately, other caves do exist. If you climb high enough, it's still possible to pierce the glacier with an ice pick on Mount Hood. At around 7,000 feet, or 2,150 meters, the wind howls in your ears, and the snow stings any bits of exposed skin. The cave system has simply moved up the glacier into this frigid environment, Cartaya says.
So yes, the glacier is receding, meaning the toe, the lower end of it, is crumbling away and, you know, receding further and further up the mountain. As it does so, it's destroying that section of the cave. For example, the original Snow Dragon that we discovered in 2011, no longer, none of that passages exist. It's all rock, open to the air. However, as the glacier recedes, the passages form higher and higher and deeper into the glacier. So the recession is basically chasing the cave up into the glacier. It's kind of a very strange phenomenon, but the back of the cave goes deeper and deeper and deeper each year into the glacier as the front of it collapses.
Climate change has clearly been at play here. Professor Flitch says he recorded mountain surface temperatures up to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 23 degrees Celsius, in June.
Global warming has an impact because when the cold periods is getting shorter in the winter and the warm period in the summer is getting longer, that means the freezing season is short, but the warming season is long. That means we have more time of warm air coming in.
In fact, these caves are the perfect illustration of how such dramatic climatic changes are playing out, says Kartaya.
The bigger question is, why are they significant? It's because it's a truly dramatic illustration of both climate and geologic change. It's a paleo archive, literally, of how climate is changing and how this ice mass is reacting. So it's a litmus paper. It's you can't really tell what day to day has climates change, or as the volcano changes its behavior underground, but the ice is indicative of that. And I think seeing something as dramatic as this level of recession on the Sandy Glacier, as well as many of the others around Mount Hood and other glaciated peaks in the area, speaks very strongly that, you know, there is change going on in our climate.
The watchful figure of Mount Hood with its ice cap brim has been a long-standing comfort to the people of Northwest Oregon. Ski-filled winters, and yes, even summers, have been made possible mostly by enduring glaciers. Striking mountainous landscapes and the aroma of Oregon pines await anyone willing to make the trek into Portland's backyard. But this environment is changing, and if we ignore what the data from these caves is telling us, we risk losing much more than glacier caves. From Portland, Oregon, for DW, I'm Tom Buchanan.
DW.